Is this a big hoax, or has his mom actually got something that's real? A 2-year-old daughter she had named Sophie went and got a doll after she was potty trained, and she got a black doll that was a nurse. Well, Sophie's a little white girl, and
that was supposed to be the only controversy of this story, and it's been viral all week.
But then they're saying that, like, the cash register lady's like, well, don't you want a doll that looks like you? Yada, yada, yada.
So it has snowballed into people on social media. Now in the comments, if you read and click on any of these stories, it's all, is this real or is this fake? And I think this whole story is a complete hoax.
You think the mom just wants to get on Ellen and get free crap for her kid.
Rebecca says, not sure if it's a hoax on Twitter, at Jonalk Show, but Joe's impersonation of a 2-year-old sounds like Adam Sandler.
Get it?
Let's do this 2-year-old stethoscope.
We're doing
stethoscope?
Yeah, it does.
I like my stethoscope.
It's Adam Sandler.
Hey, good morning, Ashley. What do you think about this?
Oh, my God. I kind of think that anyone, like, the age of 2, they're typically really bashful and shy.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they're being called out by a complete stranger, she probably hid behind her mom and didn't say anything
yes.
at all, let alone, like, argue with a complete stranger. So.
Well, when she wrote the story, she did say that she was shy at first, and then she said something like, go on, honey, tell her how you feel, or some bullcrap. And then she was like, all right, girl, let me tell you, three snaps in a Z formation. You know what I mean? Which I'm like, come on, that's not happening.
Yeah, no, I feel like I cut hair, and usually, like, even the most rambunctious kids, like, if you try to call them out and ask them a question, they immediately, like, clam up, will not talk to a stranger. So I don't feel like that's real at all.
Okay, thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye. Have a good day.
You
sound really, you sound really hot. Bye.
Alice, what do you want to say?
Okay, so I think that I do agree with the whole cashier thing. I think that was a bit outlandish for her to be like, oh, you want a doll that looks like you? Like, what the hell? Who does that? But as far as the kid saying that stuff, I believe she could say that. I'm a preschool teacher, and I teach at a very nice school, and these kids are very smart. I deal with 2-year-olds every day, and they come in a broad range spectrum. Some can't speak well, and some speak like they're 12. My daughter, I swear, I say it all the time. I have like at least like 3 or 4 2-year-olds that are trapped in 12-year-old bodies. These
Weird.
Kids are unbelievably smart. They enunciate their words. My daughter was singing songs on the radio at 18 months.
Wow.
So I do not, I mean, like, complete songs at home with the radio not on. And she's an honor student now. She's an amazing kid. But, you know, I do believe that kids can. Hello, Doc McStuffins is a doctor. She says stethoscope like 20 times in her show. They should know how to say it.
Doctors clap back. Hey, thank you. We appreciate it, Alice. See, that's kind of interesting to hear from her because she's around a lot of kids. Not every kid, but some can.
I forgot about Doc McStuffins.
Oh, that changes the game. Jenny, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. You're thinking the mom might have made it up?
I think that, you know, she may be exaggerating. But I do know, I have a 2-year-old daughter, and she can say stethoscope. And it's mainly because of the cartoon Doc McStuffins.
Ooh, we're getting a lot of Doc McStuffins this morning.
Yeah, and I forgot about that show.
Yeah. So, and I mean, and she has a couple of Doc McStuffins dolls. And, you know, and she has, like, the medical kits. And I'll tell her, you know, this is a stethoscope, and this is a thermometer, and whatever. And, you know, she may not be able to say it perfect, but she can, you know, she can make out the word, and she tries to say it.
Do you feel like your kid, Jenny, would be able to have that kind of an exchange? Like, no, this is just like me. She's got nice hair, and she's a doctor. Do
you think, too.
Do you think your kid could do that or could have?
No, not quite, no. I mean, she could be like, yeah, this is a stethoscope, but I don't think she could be like, oh, well, she's a doctor, and, you know, this is like me, and she's the same color, blah, blah, blah. I don't think she could do that.
And furthermore, hey, thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too. All right, Helen, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say, Helen? You got your own little story?
I do. So my daughter is mixed, and one time we were at the Walmart out here on East Washington in Indy, and sometimes she'll pick little white dolls, sometimes she'll pick little black dolls, sometimes, you know, now they have ones that are all kinds of mixtures and different colors. But she picked one up one time that was a little blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby, and a woman in the aisle with us, who was an older black woman, actually made a comment to her, like, kind of to her, but kind of to me, also, like, shouldn't you make her get the one that looks more like her? That's a shame that she's picking that one. And it just feels like she picked out whichever one she wanted. I really don't feel like any stranger, whether it's a cashier or a person in the store, should really have any say in what another parent's child wants or feels like they want. It was very demeaning. She kind of looked like, what do you mean? Like, my daughter had no clue what she was talking about.
And that's the thing I love about kids is there is racism. You're dumb to say there's not, but a little black baby, a little white baby wouldn't even know the difference. Like, those kids don't know. You hear stories all the time, like, I'm just like them. Even if there's a skin difference, mm-hmm. they don't know the difference. It's people like that woman, whether she's an older black woman or an older white woman that does stuff like that, that causes the, you know, like, that brings it up. Now, how did you feel when that happened? Like, did you say anything back to her?
I literally was just like, I let her pick whatever she wants, and I turned around and walked away from her because I just didn't have the energy to deal with the conversation that probably would have followed from that.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Helen. We appreciate that.
Thanks.
You have a good day.
Jake tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. Well, do we know what the race of the cashier is, and how come we haven't heard from Target on the matter? Explain that. And that's what I'm saying. And here's something else I completely forgot about. Target is a very progressive company. They were one of the first department stores to say, we are going to have transgender-friendly bathrooms. If this happened for real, Target would for sure be putting out a statement saying, we have talked to this employee, they've been terminated, we're not going to allow this further. Because if you think about it, they always speak up on social matters. And I feel like the fact that they're not proves that they're kind of like at a loss for words, like, okay, we've asked around, you know, we went to the store, we checked, and like, no one is saying this happened. So to me, that sounds like this whole thing is fake.
I just, you know, it blows my mind if it is fake, or either way, if it is real too. Like, why? Why? Like, I get, like, to get free stuff, but what kind of person? I would never do that if I had a kid. If I wanted, I'm going to get my little son some dolls or my little girl some dolls. Like, why would you make that story up? What's wrong with you in the head that you think you have to, like, make up a story about something that happened to your daughter or your son at a store?
I don't know. You also, there's a story that just came out yesterday about a college student at Northern Kentucky University who's in a sorority who lied for her whole entire first semester of school, telling everyone that she had cancer, gastrointestinal cancer. And shaved her head, was in a wheelchair. Her parents were fooled. People were donating to her cause. Now, of course, she's banned from the university and whatever, and it's a federal investigation. But, like, I don't know why people do this. These people are hurting, and they're seeking attention in multiple different weird ways.
Hey, let's say good morning to Tara. Hey, Tara, you're on the Joan Alex Show. What did you want to say about this?
I just wanted to say I used to nanny for this family. The parents, they, like, originated from Africa, and then they, like, moved to Europe, I think. And so they spoke English and French, and this 2-year-old little girl that used to nanny for them, she spoke English and French, and she could, like, read, and she was really smart. So I think if you, like, take the potential and time to, you know, raise your child that way, maybe it is possible that this little girl did do all that.
Yeah, she can carry on the conversation, the exchange. That's possible. It blows my mind that you were a nanny to a kid, because I'm 31 and I can't even really do, like, the basic language of English.
When,
like,
I first started,
like, I struggle.
When I first started in radio, I was a nanny to 3 kids at once. 2 of them were twin 6-year-old boys with Down syndrome, and they had an older sister who was 7, a year older than them. And I watched them by myself every day when I got off my shift at the radio station.
Wow.
And that was the hardest job I've ever had, bar none.